born in Punjab in 1899 from the bottom of the ladder. End of the line, his mother died when he was three. Soon after came his dad. After that, he lost the only brother that he had. When the World War came, he signed up, traveled far. When it was over, he came home to Amritsar. He was serving water to the people gathered in the garden for the festival. When the soldiers opened fire between the four walls filled with thousands of families, 1,000 people killed, he began to organize with others of like mind. Then he knew he had to leave his home behind. Ram Mohan Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. He was called many names, but the one his comrades knew was written on his arm in the form of a tattoo. He spent years in prison, arrested by the crown. The leader of his party by the British was gunned down. From India to Africa he ventured forth. Finally he made it to the north. Ram Mohan Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. All the lords of India at Westminster had assembled, including the butcher of Punjab, the governor general. Security was tight, but he managed to hide a revolver in his bag as he got inside. He pointed his pistol and he aimed it well. As he walked up to the lectern, the governor fell. Ram Mohan Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. Ram Mohan Singh Azad didn't try to run. He awaited his arrest and was taken off to prison in the year of 1940. The 31st of July, they put a noose around his neck, and in Pentonville he died. Hindu, Sikhs and Muslims and others gathered round in Punjab, where they laid his ashes in the ground. Ram Mohan Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. Ram Mohan Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. Born in Punjab in 1899.